The Spelman College Museum of Fine Art turns 20 this year. It also has a new exhibit opening tonight called Africa Forecast, Fashioning Contemporary Life. It delves into fashion, but it's not just about clothes. To unpack that idea, curator Andrea Barnwell Brownlee joined me in studio with her research assistant, Kristen Juarez. Andrea, what were the many conversations you must have had curating this exhibition over the past 2 years?
It's been a really exciting adventure and opportunity to organize and curate this exhibition. I organized it with Erica Dahlia Massacoy, a Seattle-based curator and entrepreneur and a wonderful, wonderful spirit. And for many years, we've noticed how exhibitions and museums, they have amazing fashion exhibitions. I mean, you can count them for days, beautiful, stunning exhibitions. And we wondered, where's the African presence in this? So many times we are familiar with various African designers, and at the same time, they weren't showing up in museums. They weren't being the subject of various exhibitions. However, we learned through the course of organizing the exhibition that it was also very fascinating to look at visual artists and look at how visual artists are inspired by various fashions and trends and how they do indeed inform their works. So what happens if we look at fashion as a verb? What happens if we look at what happens in museums and in galleries, and what are artists doing in their studios? So it's a very, very exciting moment to look at this transformation of not just fashion being in magazines or in the various fairs that have turned up, as well as the things like African Fashion Week. So many things are going on. But what happens when those designers become in conversation with these artists? They were looking at so many of the same things. So it was a very circuitous route, and it was a very exciting route. It kept unfolding and unfolding, and so many things just really kept enveloping and dovetailing with each other. And so as we got close to the museum's 20th anniversary, and we started talking about, let's bring 20 of those designers and of those artists together in a conversation within this space. It just became very exciting. And this is about these women and their relationships to themselves, to the world, to their communities, to the things that they're really, really passionate about.
One of the things that's really wonderful about this show is the way that hybridity comes into play. So many of these artists are pulling from a past that is traditional or part of their own lineage or history and reimagining it. So when we have someone like Mimi Plange, who is a fashion designer, who is creating minimalist silhouettes, but with really bold colors, she's starting to play with those ideas of what we might think of as tradition, what might be something that we can be proud of and something that we can also bend and mold and reform into something new and exciting and unexpected.
Tell us more about some of the 20. Who else stands out?
One of the artists that I have just been coming back to time and again in the exhibition is Billy Zangewa. And she's from South Africa, and she hand sews silk tapestries. And what she does, thinking about this idea of women's work and beauty and motherhood and community, is really all wrapped into how she stitches these fabrics together. And so it may look like an image, but then when you start to think about her process and you start to think about the material she's working with, starts to combine this idea of a fashion material with a concept of motherhood or women's work and an art aesthetic that is just really beautifully designed.
I mean, I can't say enough about so many of the artists, but in the interest of time, for example, Fabiola Jean-Louis. She is a Haitian-born artist, now based in Brooklyn, and she creates these beautiful, lush, sumptuous photographs. They're portraits of various sitters. And these sitters are in these backgrounds that make you really want to dive into them. They primarily look like late 19th century images, but the subject, it's always a lone subject, is a Black woman. But the most fascinating thing, when you look at their attire and you look at how they have really, again, fashioned their lives, is that the gowns that they're actually wearing are constructed of paper. And so when you talk to her about the reasons why, the story even gets more interesting. I couldn't afford the fabric I wanted, so I used paper. And when you see these works in person, they just really, really speak and resonate beyond the frames. So, knowing that these works were indeed constructed of paper, we wanted to see one. So as a result, we made arrangements to actually bring one. So one of the highlights of the exhibition is to see this gown that you then realize is paper and see it in close proximity to the photograph itself. So there are lots of wonderful, magical moments. There's an incredible photographer. Her name is Joanna Chumali, and she has this fantastic studio practice in her home in Abidjan. And she also has become very known for this very robust presence on Instagram. She saturates everything with color. So we said, you know, it'd be really interesting to think about this connection that she has to the world and not necessarily bring some of her studio portraits, but bring some of the photographs that she takes in various markets. And so we're very excited about a strategic and exciting way that we've presented her work in the exhibition. There are so many artists. I just really look forward to you coming down and experiencing it in person.
Oh, I definitely want to do that. There's a wealth of different experiences. You've conveyed just a few of them now. But is there also a common thread?
I think that perhaps the common thread is a real commitment to how they present themselves, a real commitment to being reflective and being very deliberate about how they think about their lives and how they go about championing the causes, the interests, the look, all of those things that are personal to them. And as a result of that, some of the themes that emerge really center around a commitment to being inward, but also being in and of the world, and really thinking about the borders that no longer define us. I love it when you work with an artist who, you know, was born in Dakar, but has a presence in Paris and also in New York. I mean, these are women that truly do believe that the world is their oyster and that there are no borders. And it's a very exciting time and opportunity to bring them together again with a dialogue, to have a dialogue with each other.
It seems that from what you describe, these women are trained, if not with a formal education in design. Are there any humbler stories, or are these professional artists with established reputations?
Well, one of the exciting things about this show is that there is a commitment to showing in Atlanta artists who have never been shown here before. So either they are establishing their careers in the countries and cities that they are in, or they have just not had the opportunity to come to the Southeast. And so we are presenting 26 works that have never been shown before. They've been made especially in many cases for the exhibition.
Is it because of that commitment to bringing artists to the Southeast, bringing artists who've never exhibited in Atlanta before? Is that why the focus of the exhibition is contemporary?
In many respects, the focus of the exhibition is contemporary because we were committed to making sure that we speak to this moment. We really want to say, wait a minute, we're 20. We're 20. And I've been saying a lot to my students that we're no longer unruly teenagers. It's really, really time to, you know, think about adulthood in new ways. And so what's happening at this particular moment, this particular time, in terms of what Black women artists are creating? So our mission, we're very, very excited about always trying to inspire various communities through art by women of the African diaspora. So again, what happens if we decide to bring 20 of them together? And we have a real commitment to thinking about artists that don't yet have a household presence, or they're not household names. And we take that very, very strongly and very, very seriously, because in so many instances, these women artists aren't given a voice in various institutions. They're making the work. They're making extraordinary work, but they're not yet coming to the attention of so many museums. So we take our mission very seriously, something we're very, very proud of. And so at this particular moment, when we're both looking backwards at where we've come in terms of our evolution as an institution, but also looking at the future, what these artists are going to start producing and continue producing, it's just a very dynamic moment in terms of the arts of the African diaspora.
Talking about fashion in particular, and an absence, or at least a scant representation of African American designers' presence, I'm thinking Michelle Obama is the most chic First Lady we've had since Jackie Kennedy. Her favorite designers, Jason Wu. I mean, I know she goes for American, but have there been African American designers she's championed?
Both African American as well as African. And I'm glad that Kristen mentioned Mimi Plange a few moments ago. As soon as the First Lady showed up in a Mimi Plange skirt, it hit the airwaves. So she is definitely very much about these contemporary conversations, and she has her finger on the pulse, but very much so interested in what's happening on the continent in terms of fashion. She is probably the best example of embodying globality that there is, because of through her fashion and through the artists as well as the designers that she does indeed choose to wear.
Well, she certainly brings style and substance together.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Exponentially. Two of my favorite words appeared in your material about the exhibition. You wrote that the exhibition aims to be poetic and lyrical. How do you do that visually?
I'm really glad you asked that question, because for so long, the walls of the museum have been white. The last exhibition that we did, of course, was Black Chronicles 2, and the walls were all black. Well, this time, the walls are a very high-keyed palette, and it's really delightful for the eyes. And I'll never forget the moment when I was looking at the opening ceremonies for the Olympics in Rio, and you see these amazing pinks and these sumptuous greens, this electric yellow and this very, very dynamic blue. And I called Kristen and I called Erica and I said, they've stolen our palette. When you come to see the show, it is indeed electric. The theme and the ideas that we wanted to convey is that this is about play. This is very, very serious work, but it is poetic, and it is about experimentation, and it's about transforming spaces as well as places. And so visually, we wanted the walls, every component, every nook and cranny of the wall to really sing and resonate with this idea of lyricism and being poetic.
What do you think the link is between fashion and activism?
Well, one of the things that I always think about, especially what this show brings up, is the relationship between deciding to blend in and stand out, right? And when we decide to blend in, to not make a splash, when we want to not stand out, and then the other occasions in which, especially in this show, the women decide that I want to be seen. And so we have an artist in the show whose name is Zanelli Moholi, who is a South African artist who has used her photography practice as a form of activism, specifically with the LGBT community in South Africa. So she has committed her practice, her organization, to not only exposing the kinds of atrocities that are being enacted upon her community, but also showing intimacy and love and beauty. So she has this really double-edged approach to activism that is both beautiful and honest and heartbreaking at the same time.
Congratulations on Spelman Museum's 20th anniversary. The exhibition sounds like a glorious celebration of that event. Andrea Barnwell Brownlee, thank you so much. Kristen Juarez, it's been a pleasure.